What does it mean to be a disciple? Hi, I'm Jordan Sullivan, the minister of music here at Fraser Church in Montgomery, Alabama, and we're in a series looking at how we can be committed disciples of Jesus Christ by following His Great Commission together as a church family. Our prayer is that in this season you will find greater communion with God, greater community with your fellow disciples, and greater commitment to Jesus' Great Commission. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome to day 26 of A Disciple of Christ, A Season of Commitment. Today's devotional is titled, Principles of Discipleship. Paul Washer once wrote, "If following Jesus doesn't cost you anything, it's because you've bought into American Christianity." Our text for today is from Matthew chapter 10, verses 24 and 25. A disciple is not above his teacher, nor a servant above his master. It is enough for the disciple to be like his teacher and the servant like his master. If they have called the master of the house Beelzebul, how much more will they malign those of his household? For a better understanding of Matthew 10, 24 and 25, it is essential to know the cultural context of discipleship in the first century Jewish world. Disciples were students who followed a rabbi, not only to learn from him, but to imitate his life and teachings. Jesus uses the analogy of a teacher and a student to illustrate that the discipleship process is characterized by shared experiences. Just as a servant does not have authority greater than his master, Jesus' followers should not expect better treatment than he received. This foreshadows the challenges and persecutions his first disciples will face as they boldly proclaim his message. Jesus' statement, "A disciple is not above his teacher," in verse 24, serves as a reminder that the path of discipleship involves sacrifice and suffering. Jesus' ministry was met with opposition, misunderstanding, and outright hostility. By stating this relationship between disciple and teacher, Jesus was telling his disciples that their mission to follow him would not be without trials. Present-day disciples could also use this reminder that God has not called us to an easy, happy life. Instead, following Jesus costs, and holiness comes with sacrifice. Jesus' reference to Beelzebub is interesting. Beelzebub, associated with demonic power, was a term used by critics to accuse Jesus of being associated with evil. By mentioning this, Jesus highlights the severity of the misunderstanding and rejection he faces, which his disciples will encounter as well. This demonstrates a central theme of the gospel, that those who follow Christ will suffer for his name's sake. It paints a stark picture of the world's rejection and misunderstanding of divine truth and the spiritual warfare inherent in the mission of the church. Imagine how these words to Jesus' first disciples provided encouragement in light of their impending persecution. While Christ does not shy away from telling them about the challenges they will encounter, his teachings warn them so they can prepare for what lies ahead. Additionally, his disciples would know that despite opposition, they are following a teacher who has overcome the world. This assurance served as a foundation for their faith as they navigated the complexities of spreading the gospel in a hostile environment. Today's scripture has substantial implication for Jesus' disciples today. As we continue to confront misunderstandings and criticisms of our faith, we need to remember the way the world treated Jesus. The call to discipleship demands not only a commitment to learning from Jesus, but also a willingness to endure hardship for His sake. Our trials for God's sake are never endured in vain. As we share in Christ's sufferings, we can take heart in the hope of our salvation in Christ and our assurance of eternal life with Him. Let this passage serve as both a warning and an encouragement, urging all of us as His disciples to remain steadfast in our faith. David Jackman and William Phillip provide this conclusion from Jesus' words found in Matthew 10, 24, and 25. This is a very important principle of mission. Christianity is not just a matter of listening to the teaching of Jesus and believing it for oneself. It is a matter of living the teaching of Jesus and proclaiming it to others wherever possible. In doing this, the messenger will embody the message, for the message is about the King who has laid aside His glory to take on the humility of human flesh in the womb of the Virgin Mary, and who took that perfect life and allowed it to be nailed to the cross, despising the shame, so that rebels might find forgiveness, reconciliation, and everlasting life. That is the kingdom lifestyle that kingdom messengers are called upon to exemplify. It can be very costly. Some questions to consider. In what ways do you see today's Christian living for a comfortable Christianity? How do Jesus' words challenge your current level of commitment as His disciple? And finally, how does the following quote connect to Matthew 10, 24? Jesus calls disciples to continue to learn from Him, to continue to follow Him, and to continue to serve Him. The teacher is a model of the truth that is being shared. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day.